And a special welcome to you. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. It is Pop Off, and this is a really special day, and talk about passion. We've got solutions for just about everything today, let's put it that way, on Pop Off. And hopefully, you can make us, will help us to make the difference, too. Like, let me tell you, do your kids absolutely drive you up a wall? I mean, nutsoid? Well, we've got a solution for you, because Yoka Reader has done a DVD. And she has tips for parents so that if they are driving you absolutely up a wall and nuts from one side to the other, she's got solutions for you. And then we're going to talk to a gal. She actually is in California. Her name is Nancy Bradley. She's like one of the top psychic mediums, paranormal, UFO investigator, animal intuitive, ghost hunter in the world. And she's going to be with us on Pop Off today. But first of all, this is a favorite of mine. All of us want to reverse the aging process. You know, we all want to stay young if we possibly can, or be the best whatever. If you're 30, the best 30, or the best 40, or the best 50, or the best 60. That's where I'm at. I'm pushing 60 right now, and I'm going to be the best that I possibly can. And if I can maybe turn that clock around, well, why not? Well, I've got a guest on who's going to help us to do that. He is renowned in his field, and wait till you hear what we've got to say. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. Well, we all want to feel good. We all want to live longer. But you want to live the best way longer that you possibly can. So can we be young again? Can we turn back the clock? Well, Dr. Stephen DeFelice, author of He Made Them Young Again, is a true believer. Now, it may be a novel, but it's a Bible for making things happen. And Dr. DeFelice is a well-respected physician and medical authority who has made some significant medical discoveries. He actually coined the term nutraceuticals, and he's conducted clinical trials on anti-aging. Dr. DeFelice, what a pleasure to have you back with us on Pop Off.
Well, how are things in California?
Well, it's fantastic, and we're getting younger by the day.
Well, what's your formula, love? What's your formula?
I'm using yours.
Now, Let's compare them.
You coined that term, nutraceutical. You got to tell them what that means.
Well, over the years, I've been involved in natural substances, be they, you want to call them a pharmaceutical, or a dietary supplement, or special foods, which I call nutraceuticals. And the reason why I did it is because most of the, and I hate to say it because I'm going to disappoint a lot of people, but most of the stuff that people take, the dietary supplements, have not been shown to work, have not been even tried to be shown to work.
You're breaking my heart. Don't do that.
I'm not saying they don't have value, but when I coin a nutraceutical, is that when something has definitely been shown to work. In other words, if vitamin E has been shown to protect heart disease, without doubt. If fiber protects bowel cancer, without doubt. And, we used to believe that to be true, but now with the better studies that have come out in people, in clinical studies I'm talking about, not animal studies, they've been shown to be negative. Now, I'm not convinced that they are negative, but, I want more evidence that something works to prevent and treat disease, because that's basically what food and diet's all about, and dietary supplements are all about, prevent cancer, prevent Alzheimer's, even treat cancer, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I coined the term nutraceuticals in order for Congress to pass a law, the nutraceutical active to encourage companies to do clinical research on what they sell to prove that what they claim is true. If you go in a health food store and say, this is good for this makes you go to sleep, this is good for that, well, where's the proof?
Yeah, that's true.
But see, most people believe it. They want to believe it. See, in all my years, and I'm the nutraceutical authority for about 15 years or so.
You're the guru.
Right. It's in the Oxford English Dictionary now. The word's in there. They mention my name. Interesting. It's in the Webster Dictionary. But what I try to do is, when I can always convince somebody to take a dietary supplement or go on a special diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to do. But when they tell me what they're taking, I said, you shouldn't take that. You should stop that or change to this. They don't do it. So people love this stuff. And it's, in a sense, it's what I call the God substitute. I've never seen anything like it, because you go with pharmaceuticals, people don't want to take them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, with nutraceuticals, people want to take.
And Dr. DeFelice, I have to tell you, I'm one of those people. I teasingly say this on the air, but when I walk, I probably rattle. I've got so many vitamins in me.
Not uncommon. I just saw a patient who had taken 100 dietary supplement pills a day. She's been taking for 20 years. Now, listen to this. And I sent her, I'm here at Sloan Kettering Cornell, in the Rockefeller Institute, with Dr. Rivlin, who's a very famous nutritionist and cancer specialist. And he worked her up to find out, if you're taking so many hormones, she was taking hormones too, okay. Dietary supplements, 100. I had lunch with her. She took 33 pills at lunch. So I was eating.
God.
I couldn't digest my food. Just watching her rhythmically putting a pill at a time. She would take a bite, put two pills in. But she got through the 33. She had it down to a science.
She's got me beat.
And we did it. We worked her up intensely.
Uh-huh.
Found nothing wrong. She was in her 60s. You're approaching your 60s. She was in her early 60s. She had mild osteoporosis. All her tests were normal, which goes along with my theory, my aging theory, but this applies to in general, that if the cells of the body don't need something, they don't take them up. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, of course.
Yeah, but if she's healthy, she must be doing something right.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
In the aging process, we're all getting old, correct?
Yeah.
In 1965, I postulated that it was due to the lack of energy within the cells. We keep losing energy, and that is true. We've
mm-hmm.
shown that to be true today. And people before me, you know, knew that. But then I figured, how do we get cells to take up these dietary supplements that increase energy production, like carnitine, CoQ10, magnesium, antioxidants, etc.? Because bottom line, most people are taking these things. Older people are taking dietary supplements to become young again, or to prevent themselves from getting older. And the stuff that they are taking theoretically should work. They
yeah,
do
that's
produce
true.
Energy in the cells
mm-hmm.
naturally, normally, physiologically. But if you look around, I see nobody that's getting younger in America. They're all getting older, despite the fact that they're taking these dietary supplements.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So I said to myself, well, something's wrong here. They should be getting younger. The cells should be getting more energy instead of you're losing energy. Right now, your muscle cells are decreasing in size. Right now, you're losing the number of muscles in your cell. So you're getting old.
Yeah.
You're going down the tubes. And I'm 70 years old, and I'm going down the tubes. See? And so how can we make these cells take up the dietary supplements that normally and naturally produce energy?
Okay.
And then I came up with an idea, because I was originally trained as a hormone doctor, an endocrinologist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give growth hormone to an elderly person, as we are getting older, you know, our fat muscle ratio is increasing. In other words, you have more fat in proportion to muscle.
Okay.
And that's a sign of old age. If you give growth hormone, this was done in 1991, to people now, not animals, you reverse the process. In other words, your fat muscle ratio decreases. You get more fat, more muscle in proportion. So it was the first time that anyone showed that you actually can do something to an elderly person that seemed like theoretically good. Theoretically going back to youth, you know, also theoretically it could be bad for you for reasons we don't know yet, but bottom line, it was a sign you could do something.
Mm-hmm.
And these, somebody studied, Dr. Basin studied testosterone or male hormone.
Okay.
Now that's wonderful stuff. I treated a eunuch once when I was a young doctor. That's a marvelous stuff. But anyway, if you give male hormone,
Yeah.
What happens, the muscle cells come back. You have new muscle cells, probably stem cells that are hidden in the muscle, and the ones that are shrinking in size become larger and back to normal. That means more energy. So I said to myself, here's the theory.
Okay.
The theory is this, that if we can stimulate cells to require more energy, in other words, the cells need energy.
Mm-hmm.
See, normal aging cells say, we don't need energy. We don't want your energy. We're not going to take up your carnitines or your CoQ10.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it.
Kind of pooping out, yeah.
But if you stimulate them, now they're getting active. The muscle cells are getting active. The fat cells are getting active. Everything's getting active. The brain, everything is getting... Then they'll suck up. They'll take in these nutraceuticals that produce energy and use them over and above their effects, so you get a double whammy. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, so what you're trying to do is stimulate the cells that will give you the energy back.
Right.
Okay.
And they will take up the nutraceuticals to give more and more energy back toward normal.
Okay.
And that's a study I run. I went up to the University of Boston and Boston Medical Center. We plan to do a study up there. I have to go out and raise the money to do it, but we're going to do a study up there. We have the protocol all set. It'll be the most sophisticated clinical study ever done in clinical research in the aging area.
Okay, now do you have anything that will help us, like, right now? I mean, is there a pill?
I've looked at everything out there, Mary Jane, and there's not a thing.
Really?
Not a thing.
So how?
Because your cells don't take them up. You would have seen it by now because everybody's taking all kinds of stuff out there.
Well, didn't we talk about carnitine or L-carnitine the last time?
Right. I took carnitine in the United States in 1965 and did the first clinical studies with it, yes.
Okay. Does that work?
Well, it does work if you need it. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
And I did this study at Walter Reed, and this is my baby. Carnitine, right now you are alive because carnitine is in your heart, driving fatty acids into the cells where they are metabolized to produce energy. You know, your heart needs a lot of energy. It doesn't use much sugar because insulin, you know, the heart doesn't need insulin and sugar that much.
Right.
Because sugar doesn't produce that much energy. Fat produces twice as much energy as sugar. So the high energy cells require carnitine and fats.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens in heart disease, so carnitine's in there right now, you're living because carnitine's working.
Okay.
Now, when you get heart disease, either heart failure or a lack of oxygen to your heart, you know, coronary artery disease, or you get angina, you get a little chest pain, or you get a heart attack, what happens, when that happens, when your heart has a reduced supply of oxygen, and you're stressing your heart either physically or you argue with your husband or whatever, you know, even the use of the telephone is a big cause of cardiac stress.
Yeah.
Now, when that happens, carnitine leaks out, and then you get your heart attack. Now, if you give carnitine before the stress, we did this on a treadmill, we did this, you know, we exercised the heart, it prevents the heart from getting damaged due to lack of oxygen. Now, carnitine is very good for heart disease.
Okay.
But you can't get the FDA to approve it because there's a lack of a patent. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to get it. Something approved without a patent. It's a natural substance. Nobody's going to do it.
Now, is there a difference between carnitine or L-carnitine?
No, it's the same thing. There was a D-carnitine before.
Okay.
L-carnitine is not permitted. D-carnitine is not permitted in the United States anymore. L-carnitine is the natural form.
Oh, okay.
When it first came to the States, I went to the FDA. There was DL-carnitine in the health food stores. And I went to the FDA and said, you know, D is not the natural form. And they removed it. They removed this, so it's not permitted here in the United States.
Okay, so the L-carnitine is what we look for. Now, is it a good idea then for us to be taking that?
Well, I've been taking it since 1970.
Okay.
And I'm really 100 years old.
Yeah,
but
look great, right?
But you know why I'm taking it? Because I know when I'm in, normally it's not doing me any good.
Well, what about Dr. Linus Pauling? I mean, he was just so high on vitamin C.
Right, and you see, let me tell you about Pauling. I knew Pauling.
Okay.
His theory was correct. In other words, you need higher than normal doses of natural substances. They can fight and prevent and treat disease. he is absolutely right in thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
But then the problem is he had the problem with vitamin C is everybody's having. The more they take, you know, they keep taking it, and no study that I know of, except for perhaps for one or two, but it hasn't worked. For example, in scurvy, let me give you an example. The cell will use it when the cell needs it.
Mm-hmm.
In scurvy or a lack of vitamin C, if you take vitamin C when you have scurvy, boy, there's a miracle. Your sores go away, your skin gets better. I mean, it's a miracle, you know. But if you take vitamin C for the common cold, nothing happens. Okay? And the reason being the cell doesn't need it.
Hmm.
So that's the problem with the high-dose Pauling theory. I'm sure if you were alive, you would have modified it. That the cells don't need it. And you can give oil, and then you might run into toxicity. In other words, you keep giving enough stuff. It's like stuffing, making a kid drink too much water. You know, they'll vomit. And, babies don't,
yeah,
a lot of babies now, they're being overfed water because the mothers don't breastfeed. They won't buy the milk. And you have water toxicity even. So my feeling is this, that until we are in the primitive stage of dietary supplements and foods,
mm-hmm.
For example, low-fat diets, I never saw any data supporting them. Now,
good.
I'm looking at clinical studies now.
Okay.
Theory, yes. Never saw one study that really convinced me that low-fat diets are good for you. In fact, the recent study that came out, I think about a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
reported no benefit from low-fat diets.
Well, does it depend on what kind of fats you're taking, though?
Well, that's another thing. It's very complicated. Everybody wants to simplify it. Bottom line, here's what I would say.
Doggone it, Dr. DeFelice, give me a pill and make me young again.
Well.
I know.
Read my book. My book? You forgot to mention my book. He Made Them Young Again. My new novel just came out. He Made Them Young Again.
Oh,
it's about somebody. See, we're going to reverse the aging process long before we're going to slow it down. Forget about slowing it down. You and I may never see it.
Yeah.
But reversing it's going to happen within the next decade.
Really?
In fact, I may be the first one to do it. I may not. I may fail. Who knows? But so the novel's about what would happen to you, for example, if I gave you something and you became 45 again.
I'd love it.
No, yeah, don't be so sure. The novel's about people like you that you think you're going to like it.
Well, no. I still want to have the knowledge that I have now, though, you know.
Well, there you go. Now, are you married?
Oh, yes.
Suppose your husband won't take it. He said, I don't want to mess around with God. Okay, God's will. I'm afraid to take it. So he gets older, you get younger. It's going to happen.
Well, most guys are older than women anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, I talk about that. I talk about a woman, 65, 66, who's sort of given up on life. Her husband died. She's content. But then she starts to take it. She becomes younger again, and she's getting, her fat distribution comes back. She's getting good, and the wrinkles go away. And the doctor that's treating her, making her young again, I talk about the treatment in the book.
You're right.
There's an attraction there. You know the thing called chemistry?
Yeah.
And so they spend the weekend in Rome, and it was a difficult chapter for me to write about it.
Why?
A 35-year-old male and a 65-year-old woman becoming younger.
Ooh.
And what kind of Rome, what do they go through? And so that's a chapter that I like very much. Maybe that was difficult to write.
A lot of imagination there. So in other words, what you're saying, it takes more than just the magic pill. It's lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress, everything that goes around your whole world.
Yes. Bottom line is we're very early in the game. People are anxious. People want it. You know, nobody wants to die anymore. It's like taking the place of religion. I'm not being cynical about this, but people really want this stuff.
Yeah.
And, for example, what makes you live longer are the statins, for example, cardiovascular disease. If you take the statins, they lower your cholesterol. Perhaps it has nothing to do with lowering cholesterol. Has to do with another mechanism of action. But that makes you live longer. You have fewer heart attacks. But that doesn't actually make you live longer. It prevents you from getting heart attacks, which kill you. There's a difference. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing out there, either the pharmaceutical side or the nutraceutical side or combinations thereof, that prolongs life.
It's just gonna, if we can turn it back and just give ourselves a few more years.
It would be easy because what is aging? Aging is a disease with 100% mortality. Something happens. If you have diabetes, you treat it with insulin. If you have pneumonia, you treat it with penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
If you have cancer, you treat with the anti-cancer.
Now, you have a
website. If you have aging, you treat what happens in aging, the energy thing.
Now, you have a website, right?
Right.
Which is?
It's F as in Frank, I, M as in man, one word, lowercase, Fim, F-I-M, and my name, F-I-M, D Felice. That's D, E, F as in Frank, E, L, I, C, E, dot org, O-R-G. My theory is on the homepage of the website. So it's FimDeFelice.org.
Now, the book, He Made Them Young Again, available at bookstores as well as Amazon and all that?
Right. If it's not available at the bookstore, we'll get it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you know what? I want to keep touch with you. As you're doing your
research. Because if my formula works, you want to be the first one to take
you
it.
You bet. I want to be the first in line, and my hand is up waiting. I'm serious.
It may work. If I get the money, it may work. I'll know in about a year and a half.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on the air, so, you know, I'm going to keep checking in with you and see how things are going.
I'll let you know. Okay.
Hey, Dr. DeFelice, thank you so much. You're always great. It's fun to have you on, and you give us some hope.
Good talking to you.
Take care now.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Absolutely spectacular. That's Dr. DeFelice, Dr. Stephen, and that's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Dr. Stephen DeFelice. The name of the book, He Made Them Young Again. And if you want to go to the website, he does have a lot of information on the website, by the way. And, you know, he's probably one of the first ones who has just been honest with us. You know, there's nothing that may prolong your life, but if we can turn the clock back a little bit, like he said, stem the tide of things like cancer or heart disease, which are the killers. It's not that we can't live. It's we keep dying because of all these diseases. Well, if we can turn the clock back or maybe stem the tide of these diseases, then, of course, we're going to turn the clock back by living longer. You think it's living longer. You are, in essence, living longer, but it's actually turning the clock back instead of trying to push it forward and say, well, I'm just going to prolong life. Do you really want to prolong life if you have all the problems that go along with it? And so he has some great ideas. Okay, again, his website is FIM, that's F-I-M, F as in Frank, I-M, DeFelice.org. And I'll put that up on the website, too, so you have that and make sure that you have the information. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with a gal who is like the psychic, one of the top psychics in the world, but she also is a ghost hunter and a paranormal. She does intuitive stuff with animals. She does it all, let's put it that way. And she is one wild and crazy lady. I just absolutely adore her. And we're going to be talking with her about what it takes to be a psychic and a medium and a paranormal. And she's got the stories. Boy, has she got the stories. You're going to be on the lookout for the small, medium, at large. Now, this lady is absolutely incredible. She is one of the top psychics in the world, folks. And I am telling you right now that wait till you hear what she's got to say. As I said, not only one of the top 10 psychics in the world and one of the foremost psychics, deep trance mediums. Now, let's not forget ghost and spirit paranormalist, animal intuitive, and UFO investigator. Now, her Truth Center is based in, of all places, Northern California. She's author of The World According to Nancy, An Incredible World of Gold Rush Ghosts. Nancy Bradley speaks, and let me tell you, everybody listens. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, girl. How are you doing?
I am so fine. How about you?
Well, I am just perfectly, wonderfully fine. And how is your book going?
Well, the book is it's getting there. And I want to welcome you to my brand new show on BBS Radio.
Well, I'm just delighted to be here with you.
It's fantastic. I'm having a ball with everyone. And I want to invite everybody that I've had on my past shows, like you, to be on so I can introduce you to the world, too.
Well, this is grand, and I just know you're going to do wonderful things with your show.
Oh, you're super. You know, before, I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you, but I want people to understand first, what's the difference between a psychic and a medium?
A psychic is somebody who may feel or feel impressions. A medium is somebody who also is able to see the other side and communicate with deceased people.
Fantastic. Now, can a person like yourself, you're both a psychic and a medium, you're also into the paranormal, you do ghost hunting, animal intuitive.
Right.
Where did it all come from?
Where does it all come from?
Yeah.
In my case, when I hear a phony psychic say, I was born psychic, I say whoop-de-doo because, you know, everybody's born psychic, it just came from the other side.
Uh-huh.
The problem is that once somebody is born, generally, maybe the parents or somebody else takes the gift away from you by saying, don't talk to invisible playmates, you don't have them, you know, this sort of thing. And so they lose track of being psychic. In my case, my father always encouraged me with my gift. My dad was a certified genius. And if I said at the age of 5 that I saw one of his professor friend's wife choking on bologna, he would say, hey, if my kid says she sees it, she sees it. He just never took it away from me. I think the other thing people need to know about that is today, all real psychics come from a long line of psychics. It's a gift that just keeps on giving right on down, but it skips a lot of people and families and goes to others, and there's no reasonable explanation for that. It's just the way it is.
You know, I'm glad you said that because you're right. I think we all have it. We're all born with a certain amount. I think some have more talent. It's just like anything. Some people can sing, some people can act, some people can write, some people can do mechanical things.
And you know, knowing you the way I do, you can do it all. And I think you're just multi-talented, and that's what's so wonderful about you. In my case, when I have to sing, they tell me to go in the back of the line and lip sync because I can't sing. So I think I got doubled up in the psychic area because singing is just not something I do.
Oh, you're beautiful. But, you know, the thing is, though, you're right. We all have a certain amount of psychic ability, but then when we get older, because I used to have more of it when I was a youngster. When my father was very near death, I knew he was going to be okay. There were things like that. But then as you get older, it's sort of like, well, I'm not supposed to be doing that anymore because that's child's play. Or you see...
Well, you get so busy in your day-to-day life that you let go of it. And we're all so busy today that I think it keeps people from tuning into the other side. And, you know, I teach a psychic development class on Friday nights, and people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s are now coming to my classes because they want to get it back.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing with it. It's just in my case, it was never taken away from me, so I just continued from a very early age.
That's beautiful. Now, you've made some incredible predictions over time, and a couple have been with regard to North Korea, which, of course, we're having problems with now.
Yep.
And what was your prediction at the time?
I said that they were going to have missiles, and I also said that they were not our friend. Don't consider them an ally. I started saying this 5 years ago, and one thing I do want people to know right now, there are two missiles. One is aimed at Japan. The other one is aimed at the Hawaiian Islands.
Oh, my God.
And this is escalating, so... When the president was saying, you know, we're bringing our troops home, don't worry, they're not coming home. Mm-hmm. We're just in the thralls of a tremendous war that is not only where it's at right now, but escalating. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I do want to let everyone know that it is not going to hit our shores.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are worried about it. Not even Hawaii. No, it is not going to hit our shores. But the threat is going to be there, and the release of the energy, they are going to make that attack. It's just not going to hit us.
Well, thank God about that. But, you know, with all this stuff popping up all over the world, I'm beginning to feel like, is there going to be a World War III?
It's going to be similar to that, but it's not going to happen, you know, in one big swoop, you know, like people think.
Mm-hmm.
It's escalating. It's going to keep moving forward and forward and forward and forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could just tell everyone in your audience just one thing.
Yeah.
Do not travel in the Mideast.
At all?
Don't go there at all. No. I was supposed to take a group of close to 4,000 people to Egypt, and I gave them their money back. I said, I won't be responsible for your life. I want to save your life. We are not going.
Oh, my God.
Don't go anywhere in the Mideast. Don't go anywhere near that war zone. Don't, at this particular point, think about going to Russia if you can avoid it. I don't see anything imminent immediately, but it's going to be a very scary place.
Okay.
Plus, we're going to be dealing with an awful lot of earthquakes in third world countries. Indonesia, we will also have another one in Russia, one in Greece. They're all over the place. And so, you know, if you want to travel, stay home.
I hear
go
what
to the
you're
Grand
saying.
Canyon, you know.
I really hear what you're saying. Now, you say with Iraq, there is no way our troops are coming home anytime soon.
No. No guarantees. They may send a few home and some others back, but if there will be more going, no, they're not coming home.
Amazing. Are we going to get into even more extension in the Middle East?
Absolutely.
I agree with you. I don't see the troops coming home anytime soon. There's no way. I mean, look, they're going to have a civil war pretty soon.
Absolutely. And, you know, Iraq is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to think very seriously about how far we want to stick our neck out there. But until there's a change in the administration, we're caught here, and it's going to escalate. So you're up against 2 to 2.5 years of scary things going on, and no escape from it.
Hmm. You know, it is so frightening when we think about these kinds of things. And, of course, we're having our own problems here with, you know, gas prices and people not being able to make ends meet because
there's
they
not
going to
be any change in or any relief in gas prices. There's not going to be any relief in real estate.
Really?
Yes, and we're going to have, the fall is going to be a tremendous fire hazard for the West Coast. So if we think we're hitting it now, it's nothing compared to what will be happening come closer to fall. And, of course, as my prediction already said, what was going to go on in the hurricane situation back east. So, you know, the poles are changing. We're off our axis. As you well know, we had more rain last year here in Northern California than they did in Seattle.
Yes.
And we're going to have another very, very heavy rainy winter.
Oh, so global warming is actually happening, even though they keep saying it's not?
It is actually happening. And we're off our axis, so everything is switching. Patterns are changing. We're going to have some drought areas on the East Coast come next year. So, you know, but still, you know, with everything that's going on, we are safer here within our country than anywhere else.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. Anything else that people need to kind of be aware of or know that's going to be upcoming as far as predictions?
Well, first of all, you want to talk about globally or you want to talk about the United States?
Well, let's talk about the United States first.
I would be very careful with buses and trains. We have got to be more careful about Taliban. We have to be more careful about small cells within our country
mm-hmm.
than we do have to be concerned about what's happening from outside of our country.
Really?
Now, for 4 years, I've been saying that there are organizations that are sympathetic to that, and they've been stockpiling weapons, and this has been going on. So I would be, these are the things to be concerned with.
Okay.
Warehouses, apartment buildings, bridges, trains, buses, and gas stations.
Really?
In major cities. Yes, because those are the targeted areas. Now they're talking about the subway. We've heard on the news about subways and also about tunnels. I don't see that right immediately happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the other areas that I just told you about, I really do see.
Amazing. What about the economy? The economy of this country, I know the president keeps saying, oh, we're just on an upswing.
No, we're not.
People that I know.
No, we're not. No, I don't see that we are. And this winter is going to be very, very difficult for people. But, you know, I always want to pepper these things with the good side.
Yeah, please.
Okay, within 3 years, small businessmen will come back.
Oh,
we'll be going back into the mom-and-pop stores, things of that sort, and big business will not be the only thing that's controlling. So, but you've got to wait 3 to 4 years for small business to be able to make it again. A lot of big companies are going to be moving out of California.
Oh,
they just simply can't make it.
And, you
here.
Know, California, let's be honest about that. And, of course, I know I'm located in Sacramento. You're up in Placerville. California was like the leader of the pack. They were the progressive state. They're the ones that set the standard for everyone. And we've really fallen behind.
It's so sad. It's just tremendously sad because I think we live in a very beautiful place and a very comfortable place, and the weather is wonderful, and people are having to give that up to make a living. This is very sad, but again, within 3 to 4 years, things are going to level itself back out again. It's a long time to wait, I know that. But after that, things are going to start leveling out, and we're not going to be so dependent on big business, you know. We're going to start looking back to the mom-pop stores and everybody being able to make a living in that regard.
Nancy, what are the people asking you? I mean, when they talk with you, other than their own private lives, what kinds of questions are out there right now on people's minds?
They're worried about the war.
Yeah.
The war is a big thing, and the economy. Are they going to be able to make a living? And, you know, in your case, I can obviously say, you know, you're not going to live under a bridge with a bottle of Gallo.
Yeah.
You know, if you were, I'd supply the straw, but you're going to be absolutely fine. But we're dealing with people who have put themselves on the line for a big business, big companies. They're working for them, doing an excellent job, making very small wage. And now they're going to get laid off.
Yeah.
Insurance is going to go down. More and more of the companies are giving less as far as insurance. People can't afford to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with that, stock options, all kinds of things that are going to be disrupted. From that, however, we are going back into small business, making it on their own, because everybody's going to get tired of putting up with that kind of nonsense.
Wow.
I know. It sounds almost unreal that that could happen, but it will happen.
In a way, I'm kind of glad that you say that the mom and pop is coming back, because the big corporations, the big department stores, it doesn't have the feel that it used to. And I'm up there, too. I'm pushing 60. And I remember times when there was a thing called service, customer service.
And people cared.
It's not there anymore.
People cared.
Yes.
Try to get anybody to wash your windshield today.
Oh, please.
That's not happening.
You're lucky if you can find a place to just pump your own gas.
There you are. Absolutely. And I think it's taken away from an awful lot. And no, we are going to go back to basics. And a lot of people are going to be more family-oriented. I love that. That's really important.
You bet.
They're going to love their pets and their kids and stay together. There's going to be so much more unity than we've had, you know, recently. I must ask you,
is there ever going to be a time, now this is my own personal curiosity, is there ever going to be a time when we are going to have touch with some extraterrestrial from someplace else?
Oh, yes, we will. Absolutely, positively. And they are here. And in fact, there's more UFO activity when we're having an earthquake or some other disruption, because they can come in and not be identified. But right now, I have on my file alone, just from the area where we are, right off Highway 50 from Sacramento going to Lake Tahoe, in the last month, 649 cases that are unexplainable by the government, by the Navy, by the Air Force.
Really?
And so on. And these are unexplained. And from that, I always say at least half of them are unidentified flying objects, but from our government, experimental, they don't want you to know about yet.
Yeah.
So if you take half of that away, you still have that many that are here that nobody knows what they are. I'm going to go on record on your show,
okay,
and saying within the next 2 years, we will have definite proof, and of course the government already knows, but average people will know that there has been contact and there's nothing to fear.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, well, you know what I want to do? The next time, I'm going to have you on like every 2 or 3 weeks, if that's okay.
Oh, wonderful. I'd love it.
And then the next time we can talk more about UFO. We'll kind of categorize it so we can get into it, because I jump all over the place, and I'm going to have to get a little more specific. I love talking with you because you've got so many different areas to talk about.
And, you know, right now, there's so much going on in the movie industry and the celebrity industry. My celebrity clients have a lot of worries about what's going on there, too. I'd like to talk to you at some point about celebrity news.
Oh, you bet. I'd love to do that. Why don't we do, every time we talk, we'll start out with a little bit of celebrity news and then go to the rest of the stuff.
That would be wonderful.
Is that
and
okay?
If I could say that this week, on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, I'll be on Channel 17 here in Sacramento answering questions, and on Friday morning,
ooh,
I will be on Good Day Sacramento, Channel 31 at 9:30 in the morning.
So those of you who are in the Sacramento area, pay attention. And by the way, now you have your website, too. Make sure they know about that.
It's www.nancybradley.org.
And on there, you have all the information about the shows that you're on and all that, too.
All of those things. And if anybody in your audience does have a problem with a ghost, spirit, UFO, that they need our expertise, go to my other web, which is goldrushghost.com.
Gold
and tell us about what's going on with you. And if it is a credible thing, we'll come out and identify for you what's going on.
Fantastic.
That's a free service.
Now, the book. The book is coming out. As a matter of fact, Marilyn Joe and Me, June DiMaggio Tells It Like It Was, as told to Mary Jane Popp.
You know, I'm going to be saying one of these days, I knew her when.
Oh, bless. Are you serious?
Oh, I am so serious.
Gosh, that's awfully nice of you to say that.
It's not awfully nice of me. It's the truth.
Really?
It's the truth. You are so destined for big things.
Oh,
and you're such a wonderful writer. And you're so honest with it. That to me is a big plus. You tell the truth. You're destined for big stuff, girl.
How is the show going to do? Here we are on BBS Radio.
You're going to do wonderfully. You're going to be a top show. For whatever reason this is, and I know nothing about that type of marketing, I want you to know that there's going to be 13 markets for you, whatever that means.
13? Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means.
I think
Spirit just told me to tell you 13 markets for what you do.
Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. That's a wonderful beginning. And so much to talk about, never enough time to do it. Next time we'll plan more time, but I'm going to call Robert, and we'll schedule about every 2 or 3 weeks, if that's okay.
Wonderful. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, and take care. God bless, my sweetheart.
God bless. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Nancy Bradley, she is phenomenal, and we will do some celebrity things, too, because she also has a lot of great information. She can't tell us all the celebrities that she works with, because for obvious reasons, you know, they want to keep private what they do. But go to Nancy Bradley, and that's BRADLEY.org. I'll put it all on pop-off, too, to make sure that you have it. That's NancyBradley.org. And you can also go to GoldRushGhosts.com so she can talk more about the paranormal stuff that she works with. And she's got several books, The World According to Nancy, Incredible World of Gold Rush Ghosts. And she is just a phenomenal lady, just absolutely fantastic. So if you want to get a hold of her, that's the way to do it, NancyBradley.org, NancyBradley.org. Okay, are your kids driving you absolutely up the wall, up one side and back down the other, and you just don't know what to do? Well, I'm telling you, hopefully we have some answers for you, or at least some ideas on how maybe you can survive so you're not about ready to pull your hair out. And Yoga Reader is going to be with us, and she does have some hints. So hang on to your sanity. It'll be okay on Pop Off. How many times have you seen kids being unruly in all sorts of situations? Why do kids drive you crazy, and what can you do about it? Well, Yoka Reeder is founder of the Mojave Academy and trainer coach, and she says that sit down, shut up, stop that, all that yelling doesn't work. And let's not forget the rudeness that we find from kids these days, too. It's called On Raising Children. It's a new DVD to help parents. Yoka, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Thank you.
And you know what? Help! Parents are about ready to tear their hair out in some situations. It just makes you crazy. But you know what? I remember, Yoka, when I was growing up, I never even thought about saying no to my parents because I knew what that meant.
Uh-huh.
To my behind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So what happened to respect? What happened to when your parents say it's so, it's so?
Mm-hmm. Well, chances are your parents were also more respectful to you in those days. Parents used to talk the way grandparents talk to children now.
Okay. I'm going to have you, can you speak up just a little bit, Yoka?
Yeah, I can barely hear you either. So,
please,
yes, I will speak up. I live now in Texas, and I see that the parents are more respectful to their children. They say things like, you come and sit here, young man, and little lady, and missy. And they are a lot more respectful to their children, and the children answer with yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. It's mutual. And it really helps to treat your child like you would your best friend. You'd be amazed what you get in return.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but you're not their friend. You're their parent first, and there have to be parameters. My parents were my friends after I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I understand. I didn't say that they would have to be that, but you would treat them as if they were.
Okay.
If I treat my daughter with respect, I get respect back every time.
Well,
I treat her rudely, she doesn't take it.
How come in some situations, in some families, there may be like three kids, and two of the kids, no problem. You know, they listen, they are respectful, the parents are respectful to them, and there's got to be one that just, no matter what you do, you've treated them all the same way, one is just unruly, can't control them.
Oh, I'm familiar with that situation, yes. I would take that one and speak with that one separately. I would give that child own time, a predictable time in the week that we have time just together. And I would start off with listening rather than talking and just say, tell me about that. Ask questions about things that the child is interested in, such as, where did you get those sneakers or how does a router really work? And say, really, no kidding, tell me more. And let this child talk to you and be something in your eyes that you can learn from, then it is more acceptable to this child to also learn from you.
Now, do you have children?
Oh, do I.
How many?
Well, in my house right now, I have 8 teenagers.
Wow.
I didn't make them.
Okay.
But I have, they are living in my house. I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 36-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. Boy, you sure waited in between.
I adopted the last one. I just had to do one more.
Okay. So now, when you worked with your children, you did it this way?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You were respectful to your children the same way?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And they eat it up.
Okay, but, you know, what about those kids when they're little? You know, I don't know if they know what respect is when they're like 3-4 years old. They're in the basket at the grocery store, and they're grabbing at everything and screaming and pounding on mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it many times. When my little girl used to do that, she saw me grabbing cans off the shelf, and then she would grab cans off the shelf, not necessarily the ones I wanted. But I saw what her intention was, which was to help me. And if I first acknowledge her willingness and her goodness and say, you are helping mommy, aren't you? She beams. I leave it in the wagon, and in the end, I just put them back. But the point is, if I acknowledge her rightness, I can after that correct her. But to correct somebody without acknowledging the intention to help, you get a fight on your hands.
Now, what about the child that just starts screaming bloody murder at the top of their lungs and just won't stop?
Mm-hmm. Well, often it is because they're hungry and they're tired. These things rarely happen when they're rested and well-fed. Often it happens because they had chemicals, like the kind of chemicals you have in beef jerky or red food coloring or way too much sugar. If you just stay severely away from that and make sure they're rested and fed, you get hardly any of those.
Amazing. It seems like, and maybe I'm wrong here, but it just seems like the generation today, and I'm sounding like an old fogey here, but today's generation just seems much more unruly and disrespectful than when I was growing up. Like I said, when I was growing up, I never thought about saying no, because if I said no, my behind would be hurting for a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I do not know how old you are, Mary Jane, and I wouldn't dare ask on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I tell everybody on the air, I'm pushing 60.
Oh, same here. Well, chances are then you and I did not watch the sitcoms that these children are watching. And there they learn that it is comical, interesting, and funny to be very disrespectful to your parents, and that parents are wushes who take it.
Got it.
And that's not a good role model.
Hmm. That's an interesting concept, because I think you're right. They're bombarded these days. And it's not only television, but it's magazines, it's the Internet. And that, to me, is kind of a freaky thing, because even though there are wonderful things with the Internet, absolutely fabulous, there are some very devastating things to kids, too, and parents have to be careful.
No, you are so right. It needs to be severely watched.
But what do we do? Where do we start? I mean, when you have a parent come in and says, I don't know what to do, I'm tearing my hair out, where do they begin?
I think with listening, that's usually what I suggest.
Okay.
Start listening to your child. They're trying to tell you something. They are so anxious to impart on the child what they should and shouldn't do because they're worried, and they just love this kid, and that's why they're tearing their hair out. But they skip the step of listening to the child. It's so important. And not necessarily agreeing or approving, but just listening. Let them talk. That's a good start.
Well, I got to admit that, you know, when I was growing up, that was one thing my parents always did. They took me along, whereas a lot of, you know, kids are never taken to adult situations.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always in adult situations. And if I had something to say, they actually let me talk. They didn't say, you know, be seen and not heard. I was actually heard.
Oh, wonderful.
But they did a lot, but they made it clear. If you say something significant. Don't just run off at the mouth either.
But you had a guideline. There is so little guideline anymore. You had a wonderful example in your parents. I'm sure they treated each other respectfully, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, and you have that around you all the time. You take that with you.
Mm.
Yeah. A common sense moral code is the other thing that I respect, that I suggest to parents. Should be respect your elders. And there is a common sense moral code that is called the way to happiness. And I use it in class all the time. And they have something to hold on to. This is acceptable and this is not. Parts of it are straight out of the Bible. Don't do unto others.
That makes sense. Unless you want them to do unto you, and they will.
Exactly. So when somebody is rude to me, I ask them, would you like me to be rude like that to you?
There you go.
And then they have to look at it and actually answer, no, I wouldn't like that. Well,
exactly.
Honey, then it's not okay to do that to me either. And you
now,
just gently repeat that. They'll start thinking.
Your DVD, The New Essentials of Parenting. How do people get that?
I'm sorry, how did I get that?
No, how do people get it?
Oh, my. Well, if they would go to my website, Yoka, Yoka, and then Reader, R-E-E-D for David, ER.com, YokaReader.com, they can get them there. And they can do little previews or send me an email with any questions they may have. I'll be very happy to share what I've learned over the last few years.
Fantastic. Yoka, I want to thank you so much. You've given us some hope.
Mary Jane, thank you for having me.
Terrific. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
And give that 11-year-old a big hug from me.
Thank you. I will.
Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's the way it goes on Pop-Off. Again, it's Yoka Reader, YokaReeder.com. And again, I'll have all this up on my website on popoff.com. That's popoff.com. Please email me, Mary Jane at popoff.com, and let me know where you're emailing from. Why? Because who knows? We just might be coming to your town, and we can have some fun together. All that is all what Pop-Off is all about. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply. And above all else, you have to dare to dream. You know, we never do enough dreaming. If we would only do that and go within ourselves and find out what that spirit is all about, each and every one of you, along with me, we've got something inside of us, that spirit inside that says, we can, we will, we must. That's where the dream comes true. Talk with you tomorrow at Pop-Off time at noon. High noon, right here on BBSRadio.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. You deserve it, you know.
Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say. No more ace to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing tall beside the victory. That's my destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense. Building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there, but I was a fool, laying by the rules. The gods may throw a die, their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear. The winner takes it all, the loser has to fall. It seems what it says. Why should I complain? But tell me, does he kiss like I used to kiss you? Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed.